my goodness, sweetie, this is too much. You are so kind. Thank you. Wow. All my favorites. Cheesy omelet. Perfectly done bacon. I like the orange juice too. You did not. When did you go get oranges? Well, that's very impressive, sweetie. You make me feel very special on Mother's Day. You haven't made me breakfast in bed in such a long time. It's really sweet of you. It's really great that you came home for Mother's Day. Now, I know you have before, and we haven't spent any Mother's Day apart, but, you know, you didn't have to. You could have stayed at school. It's really nice that you thought of me. Yeah. Well, come sit down with me. I can't eat all those. You know, I've been lonely since you left for school. Things have been a little tough around here. You know, when your dad left, you were man of the house, and now you're not around, and it's just me, and I don't know. It's hard sometimes. I really like it when you come to see me. I love you so much. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe I'll start volunteering or something to take up my time when I'm not at work. I don't know. Get a dog or cat or something, maybe. Make me a little less lonely, right? Yeah, I see my friends plenty. You know how it is, though. Everybody's got their own life, their own thing going on. It's tough. Being a mom was just really fulfilling. Well, I know I'm still your mom. And it is fulfilling getting to see you grow up into what you're going to be. Getting to hear about how you're doing at college and all that. I love it. Where am I supposed to find another kid, huh? I don't know if it would be possible to do such a good job as I did on you on a second kid. You came out pretty perfect. I'd like to think I had something to do with that. I suppose I could foster children if I had the time. I don't know. They need more attention than an actual regular kid, right? Because so many of them have behavioral issues or trauma that they have to deal with. And, you know, I know I could take care of that and I could be helpful, but I don't want to be neglectful. That might be something to do when I'm retired. It's a lot different from raising just a, not a normal, but, you know, your own kid. A sperm donor? So that I could have a baby? I don't know, sweetie. That sounds kind of silly. I mean, I like the idea in theory. It would be fun to have a baby again. But, I mean, you go get a girlfriend and knock her up, and then I'll have a grandbaby. You're right, I am far too young to be a grandmother, that's for sure. What are you saying? honey. That's very inappropriate. Well, of course we've had our flirtatious moments. I mean, mothers and sons have that, right? But I wouldn't. No, you... I mean... You're my good boy. You do? You think about me like that? You really think about me like that? Well, of course I'm flattered, sweetie. I've noticed you looking before, but I'm your mother. I never thought about it. I mean, I never thought about doing anything. I've thought about you in ways like that once or twice, I guess. You're making me embarrassed. Well, there was this one time you were home for the summer and we went to the pool and, you know, you'd been away for college for half the year and I don't know if you started going to the gym or just grew out of that baby fat, but you looked really good. And when you came out of the pool, I guess for a minute I didn't recognize you. You just looked so handsome, and it was one time. I wouldn't have done anything. Honey. I don't know, baby. It's so sweet, but... Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe that's not such a bad idea. We could give it a try. Not necessarily to make a baby, but just because we're both curious. Okay? Here, let me take off my nightgown. Do you want to come get on top of me? Oh, honey. Yeah, I've had a couple little flings, but no, it's been a while. Oh, honey. I didn't know that. That's what you had down there. That looks really nice. It's a perfect size for me. You're my perfect boy, you know that, right? I love you. Oh, honey. Oh, sweetie, that feels... Oh, that feels really good. Oh, sweetie. Oh, you're such a good boy for me. Oh, it's so nice of you to take care of me like this. Oh, you make your mommy feel so special, you know that? You could have any girl you want. That's sweet of you to say. Oh, that none of them compare to your mommy. Oh, you're so sweet. Oh, you're very good at this, darling. Oh, you're a natural. Oh, you must get a lot of practice. Oh, I hope you're not doing this with other women like me. Other mommies. Oh, well, I'd be jealous if it was another mature woman. I wouldn't be jealous of some dumb little college girl. I know I'm better than that. But if you were with some other MILF, I guess. Oh, yeah, that would make me jealous. Oh, honey. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Oh, no, I haven't been with any younger men. No, I promise. Oh, I didn't even know that younger guys like you are into women like me. All your friends? Oh, sweetie. Oh, you're gonna make me blush. Oh, I'm already feeling so warm. Oh, baby. Your cock feels so good in me. Oh, yeah. Yes, I wanted it for, I don't know. I thought about it. I do like it, baby. Oh, yes, you're my good boy. Oh, do I what? Oh, I can't say that, honey. Yes, I want you to come in me. Oh, I want you to put a baby in me. Please. Oh, please, honey. Oh, please. Oh, get your mother pregnant. Oh, please. Oh, God, I feel so wrong to say that. Oh, baby, it feels so good. Oh, honey. Oh, put a baby in me, please. Oh, fuck me, honey. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes, baby, yes. Same time? How is that possible? Oh, baby. Yes, I really do hope you got me pregnant. I wasn't just saying it. I really like that idea. We could be one big happy family, huh? Do you think that you want to keep trying, you know, until it happens? What do you mean? This was really special. I hope that it did only take this time. 'Cause I love you too. But even if it worked, we can still practice all you want. What do you think, sweetie? Oh, I love you too, darling. Oh, this is the best Mother's Day I've ever had.